This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. While the Senate remains frustrated by the continued intractability of the House, some in the upper chamber tried to lighten the somber mood with humor Tuesday evening. Baton Rouge Senator Dan Clater proposed an amendment to the booze tax bill, upping the tax by a nickel a beer. He came with a prop.
I got a nice can here in purple and gold. Drink up for higher ed.
The amendment failed, though the Senate approved the alcohol tax bill. Lafayette Senator Paige Cortez had props, too. Mardi Gras beads.
If you buy a Mardi Gras bead, you're paying a tax.
Cortez was trying to repeal the sales tax exemption for Mardi Gras beads by tacking an amendment onto Representative Melinda White's vendor compensation bill. He said it's a start toward paring down the state's many tax exemptions.
Let's take the first step.
Revenue and Fiscal Affairs Chairman J.P. Morrell objected.
Though this amendment is very well-intentioned, hijacking this bill is a distraction from what the bill's underlying goal is, which is to create revenue.
Senator Mike Walsworth disagreed.
We taxed everything else, and all of a sudden, we really don't want to go after the Mardi Gras beads. I'll be honest with you, I think the amendment ought to stay.
Cortez backed away, but not before warning there's another session starting next week, and this will come up again then.
I'm going to withdraw these amendments, but to the fiscal office, if they're listening, there's 190 of these you need to get fiscal notes on so we can know for sure exactly who's getting what and why and what the state is getting in return for it.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group in Baton Rouge, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.